Okay, well, time for me to shut up and listen to Michelle. Hi, Michelle, what's on your mind? Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Well, first I have to say that it's a privilege to be talking with you. I've known about you for many years, and I'm so thrilled to be talking with you. I can't believe.
Thank you, ma'am.
I live in Los Angeles. I wish I lived near the Tohono Clinic. But it was very interesting what you were talking about before about the iodine.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
The breast cancer. And I did not catch what kind of iodine it is that was needed for that.
Okay, it's spelled capital L, U G O L apostrophe S, Lugol's, named after Henri Lugol. First put it together in about 1850, roughly. You can get the stuff online, but it's not full strength. That's due to another group of our public servants.
Yes.
To get the full strength, you have to check with your doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And as I mentioned, just one drop a day, that's all.
Okay. Now, can it help, if someone does not have access to that, can it help also to eating foods with good iodine, like I do Celtic salt and Himalayan salt?
Well, yes, ma'am, because remember, the two countries with the lowest risk of breast cancer in the whole world, they don't use a drop. What they're doing is eating lots of seaweed in their diet, both Japan and Iceland.
Yes. Okay, that's great. Now, I have a question about supplements. The way to test, to take best time for supplements. You know, on the bottles, it says take with a meal. Now, do you take it during the meal or after the meal? Because I'm thinking if I take it during the meal, okay, let's say I take half a toast, then I take my supplement, then I take the other half of the toast, then it's sandwiched in there. And does it do its work? Or do I do it after eating? What is the best way?
No, ma'am. I think there was a nice visual there, toast and a sandwich. Very nice. So anyway, all these supplements are nutrients. Nutrients can all be taken together. So you can either put them in that toast sandwich or take them immediately before or immediately after, but they should be mixed in with food one way or another, ma'am, because they're nutrients.
Okay, because I take the berberine, I take niacinamide, plus other things.
You've been doing your research. Good for you.
I am listening to you and reading you. I subscribe to your newsletter, which is
fantastic.
Thank you, ma'am. And now I've just discovered this radio show just 2 weeks ago, so I'm very happy about that. There is one thing that you recommend for sinus. I get sinus, I'm allergic, dust allergy, so I get sinus infections a lot, or problems, you know, with the mucus and things. And you recommend a eucalyptus gel capsule, right?
Yes, I do, but it's mostly used by physicians at Tohono Clinic. What I also recommend in addition to that, not just the eucalyptus, is good old vitamin A. It is so important for maintaining the strength of all of what are called mucous membranes. So we get back to good old vitamin A, and for an adult, it is quite safe to be using 50,000 units a day, unless we get a headache, which is rare at that dose, but it's quite safe to
hearing.
Do that.
And the company, the liquid drops. That's good.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And because I've been doing nasal flush, but I don't want to overdo or do also nasal flush, you know, the neti pot system.
Sure,
and also, there's a product that has eucalyptus in it. It's called Alcalol that we can get at the drugstore, and it's all herbal. But, I mean, how often should one do and what to watch out about nasal flushes?
Well, wait, are you putting the Alcalol or whatever it's called into the neti pot? Is that what you're saying?
I mix it. I mean, it comes with its little, container plug that you mix, you know, with a bit of water and you put the product and then with warm water. And then you just do, like, bend down and your head back and you let it go into your sinuses. And boom, and it flows out.
All right, ma'am. Well, if you have an acute problem, daily is a good idea. If you're trying to prevent something, a couple times a week should do it for you.
Okay. Okay.
But, so, of course, yes. Do you have a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine? Because you should rely on your doctor.
I can't find one.
Oh, darn.
No. I'm having the hardest time. So I will call your clinic and probably be able to find out something.
Oh, I have another idea, ma'am, just because it'll more likely get you the information. Call the laboratory instead, because laboratory is quite accustomed to people calling in saying, do you have a doctor in our area who has an account with you? And it's called Meridian Valley Laboratory, and it's upstairs. And we have asked so many doctors for permission to give out their names and addresses, and every one of them has said, sure, might get another patient.
Oh, that is fine. So it's called Meridian Laboratory?
Meridian Valley Laboratory, and their number is 206-209-4200.
Oh, this is wonderful. I really appreciate it. Thank
you
for being there.
Well, thank you for calling and being a reader and listening to the program. Thank you.